Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Funny and Farsi, A Memoir of Growing Up. Iranian in America by Farouzi Jamas is a warmly observant, comic account of immigrating from Iran to the United States and learning to belong in a new culture. Drawing on family stories and everyday mishaps, Jamas portrays the shock and delight of arriving in California, navigating school and language, and watching her parents interpret American life through their own hopes and assumptions. The book is known for its accessible humor, quick pacing, and affectionate portrayal of relatives, especially her optimistic father, whose confidence often outpaces his English. Beneath the laughs, the memoir also reflects on the misunderstandings that can arise when people reduce others to stereotypes, particularly during periods of political tension involving Iran. By focusing on ordinary moments, Jamas makes cross-cultural life feel intimate rather than exotic, inviting readers to see immigration as a series of small human negotiations that shape identity, family, and community. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, immigration as a series of small cultural negotiations. A central topic in the memoir is how immigration is less one dramatic leap than a continuous set of adjustments. Dumas highlights the everyday decisions that shape belonging, how to act at school, what to pack in a lunch, how to pronounce a name, and when to explain one's background versus staying quiet. These small negotiations capture the practical side of assimilation, where the immigrant family learns American norms while also protecting what feels essential from home. The humor comes from the gap between intention and outcome, especially when cultural expectations collide in public settings. The memoir also shows that adaptation is uneven across a family. Children often absorb language and social cues faster, while parents may hold tightly to familiar patterns or interpret American behavior through their own cultural lens. Rather than presenting assimilation as a one-way process, Jamas depicts a two-way exchange in which American neighbors, teachers, and friends also learn, sometimes clumsily, how to welcome difference. The result is a grounded view of cultural transition that feels recognizably human, even for readers with no immigration experience. Secondly, family dynamics and the power of optimism. The memoir devotes significant attention to family, portraying it as both a refuge and a source of comedic tension. Jamas emphasizes how an immigrant household can become a miniature world where old traditions, new ambitions, and practical constraints compete. Parents carry the weight of financial risk and social uncertainty, while children juggle loyalty to family with the desire to fit in. A particularly notable element is the role of optimism and charisma within the family system. Dumas often frames her father's upbeat confidence as a driving force that opens doors, diffuses awkward moments, and turns setbacks into stories. That optimism is not presented as naive perfection, but as a coping strategy and a form of leadership that keeps the family moving forward. Alongside this, the memoir explores the ways relatives and community networks create continuity across borders through gatherings, shared food, and storytelling. By showing disagreements, misunderstandings, and affection in close proximity, Dumas illustrates how family identity evolves in America without disappearing, and how humor can be a practical tool for staying connected under pressure. Thirdly, language, names, and the social cost of misunderstanding. Language sits at the heart of many episodes, not only as vocabulary and grammar, but as a social signal. Dumas describes how accents, unfamiliar idioms, and mispronounced names can instantly mark someone as an outsider, shaping how others respond before any deeper conversation occurs. The memoir explores the emotional labor involved in translating oneself, deciding when to correct a mistake, when to laugh along, and when to let an error stand to keep the interaction moving. Names become especially meaningful because they are both personal and public. Struggling with pronunciation, teasing, or assumptions can push a person toward simplification or self-editing, which may bring convenience but also a sense of loss. Dumas uses humor to reveal the absurdity of judging intelligence, trustworthiness, or friendliness based on speech patterns. At the same time, she shows how language learning can create empowerment, allowing a young immigrant to navigate school, make friends, and mediate between parents and institutions. The topic ultimately highlights communication as a shared responsibility, where listening generously matters as much as speaking correctly. Fourthly, challenging stereotypes through ordinary life. Another important theme is how ordinary life can counteract the flattening power of stereotypes. Instead of presenting Iranian identity through political headlines, Dumas centers it in daily routines, family quirks, celebrations, and the universal dramas of adolescence. This approach humanizes a group that many American readers may have encountered mostly through news coverage, especially during periods when Iran and the United States were politically strained. The memoir illustrates how quickly public narratives can spill into private interactions, affecting how classmates, coworkers, or strangers interpret an Iranian-American family. Dumas does not frame prejudice only as overt hostility. She also notes the subtler forms, such as intrusive questions, casual assumptions, or the expectation that one person can represent an entire country. By telling stories that are specific yet relatable, she invites readers to replace abstract judgments with concrete empathy. The humor plays an important role here. Lowering defensiveness and making space for recognition, readers can laugh at misunderstandings while also noticing the unfairness beneath them. The result is a persuasive argument that familiarity, not fear, is what dissolves stereotypes. Lastly, belonging, identity, and the joy of hybrid culture, the memoir also explores identity as something built from layers rather than a single label. Growing up between cultures, Dumais depicts belonging as situational. One can feel fully at home in one setting and suddenly foreign in another. This is especially vivid during school years, when peer acceptance can hinge on small markers of difference, and when children learn which parts of themselves receive applause versus confusion. Over time, the book suggests that hybrid identity can become a strength. Navigating multiple cultural codes develops flexibility, social awareness, and the ability to see any norm as only one option among many. Dumas shows that retaining elements of Iranian culture, such as food, humor, hospitality, and family closeness, does not prevent integration into American life. Instead, it enriches it, producing a broader sense of self and a wider range of community connections. The memoir's tone implies that belonging is not about erasing origins but about expanding capacity for multiple loyalties. By presenting bicultural life with affection rather than angst, Dumais offers a model of identity that is resilient, playful, and rooted in everyday gratitude. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy memoirs, immigrant stories, and family-centered humor, as well as anyone curious about Iranian-American life beyond politics. It is also a strong choice for book clubs and classrooms because its episodes invite discussion about language, belonging, and the assumptions people make about one another. The benefit to a reader's life comes from how gently it trains empathy. By showing cultural difference through ordinary moments, Dumais helps readers notice the hidden work immigrants do to translate customs, manage perceptions, and keep family bonds intact. The humor makes these lessons memorable without turning the memoir into a lecture, and it can encourage readers to approach unfamiliar people with more patience and curiosity. Compared with many immigration narratives that lean heavily on trauma or policy debate, Funny in Farsi stands out for its warmth, clarity, and accessibility. It offers cultural insight while staying grounded in universally recognizable experiences: school embarrassment, family pride, miscommunication, and the desire to be seen fairly. That balance of laughter and perspective makes it worth buying for readers who want a moving human-scale story that is easy to recommend and revisit. If you would like to support Fruqüze Dumas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.